you too. Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton.
Hey everyone, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is our quick hit from the first night of SPAC. We are here with our good buddy Patrick, who's back on the podcast. Hey Patrick, and hey Brad.
Hi RJ.
Hi guys.
Patrick, how is the campground and the venue, and I know it all feels familiar to you because you've been there a bunch, but what's the vibe like and all that before we kind of get into the music?
It's a really nice vibe. I think with the storm yesterday, you know, kind of at least we showed up late, you know. We probably got to the lot at like 7:15 or something, just walked into the show. But it just felt very relaxed. We had a lot of space where we were in the pavilion up on the balcony. It just felt like there was lots of space. You know, it wasn't, the line to get in moved very, very quickly. Sometimes it's a cluster at SPAC because they kind of like funnel you into a bridge there. What are sometimes headaches at SPACs weren't headache last night. It was just really nice, really relaxed, lots of space, lots of room to breathe. So it's been a really nice vibe so far.
Awesome. So the rain maybe washed everything clean. Patrick, I saw some of your photos on Instagram and whatnot. That's you had a pretty good seat last night, huh?
Yeah, it was great. We were in the balcony, the front section, kind of off on fish side a little bit. So yeah, it was a really great view.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, RJ finally got his Stealing Time opener. Tell us a little bit about the first set.
Yeah, it was great. I obviously thought of RJ when they opened with Stealing Time, you know. Sorry, buddy. Sorry they didn't do the demand for you. puts a smile on my face when I hear songs I associate with you guys, so that was really nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, I thought the first set was great. I thought Bowie in the middle, I guess Trey maybe had some equipment problems or something, but I think Bowie in the middle of the first set, you know, City's Bowie, it's just nice because it's a kind of unexpected placement, and it's kind of, you're kind of in it, right? If they're playing Bowie, the fourth or fifth song or whatever it was, game on, right? Yeah. So I thought that the first set was really nice in that way. The gin was interesting, you know, it kind of seemed like at the end, everybody but Trey wanted to keep rocking it a little bit, blow it up a little bit more. It was kind of an odd landing to the gin, but it landed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's kind of a bonus song, you know, they did Golgi and that was great. And then it seemed like they were going to leave the stage, and I couldn't tell if it was Paige or Trey, but one of the two of them seemed to, you know, realize they had some time left on the clock or something, and kind of got everybody back, and they played Coil, which is, you know, I always love Squirming Coil, it's just such a nice song, and so nice to end the set, you know, kind of a little alone time with Paige, you know, just Paige and 25,000 of his closest friends.
So that's, I mean, it's like a 13, I think it was like 13 song first set, with a Bowie, a gin, a Coil, like a Cities. I mean, it was a pretty serious first set, I think.
Yeah, I thought so. And, like, surprisingly, I really loved Waiting All Night. That was one of my favorite parts of the first set.
I love that.
The lights were really pretty.
Me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Little Patrick, one of my hobbies at fish shows is calling songs, and like I usually make, you know, as you know, I'll call like 50 things and then one of them hits and then it's really awesome. And I was calling this Monster Chalk Dust forever, like every set at the Man, but you guys definitely got it last night. I guess what was the feeling, I guess that, I mean, Sand into Carini into Chalk Dust is a pretty powerful trio there, but what was the did it feel like it was on once they busted out with Sand?
Yeah, I really did. I mean, you know, I thought the first set was great. And so, yeah, when they started with Sand, you know, that's, as you know, that's another one that I know you love. That really gets you in the groove right off the bat. And Creamy, I thought, was, slow and clean. I thought it was, it was pretty clean. I haven't really listened to it yet, but thought that was really good. And then, yeah, I'd been waiting for the Chalk Dust. You know, I thought it might open. So the Chalk Dust was the real meat of the set, I thought. It was just a really fun jam, lots of different sections.
You know, I'm not complaining, I'll critique though, but I think that Chalk Dust, I agree, like the first jam was great, but that lull, I think, before the Bliss section is just kind of like, to me, it seems like they were lost and they're trying to find their spot, which is fine. But, you know, I like the cohesive flowing jams, obviously.
Yeah, and I think, Brad, before, sorry to interrupt you, but I think Patrick, before you joined, before we started recording, Patrick was saying that they were all kind of, they were kind of instrument switching, right, Patrick? Was that during that same piece?
Yeah, that was during the Chalk Dust. I assume it was the kind of meandering part. So Trey went over to the Marimba Lumina, and Mike went over to Paige's keyboard rig. And so, you know, kind of had two of them on the keyboards, two of them on the drum rig. And so it was fun, you know, it was a nice little antic. And I think, you know, Trey hits a little melody on the Marimba Lumina that I think is really nice. You know, there's a couple little melodic parts in there, I think, before the end. So, yeah, I think probably, you know, like when you're there, you see them walking around, and so you're kind of like, oh, this is cool. They're walking. Everybody's kind of excited, trying to figure out what's happening. But it probably doesn't translate as well to, you know, to the audio because, you know, Trey walking to the Marimba Lumina is a lot more interesting to watch, I guess, than to listen to, right? Like, we don't go to fish shows to listen to Trey walk.
Right. It's a good point. So, go ahead.
Patrick, is this, I think the internet chatter so far is, and I'm glad that you're like removed from the internet chatter being there at the beautiful campground and walking around and drinking Bloody Marys. But is the internet chatter is that, you know, the warm-up's over. So is that how it felt to you after having watched most of the shows and then seen this one last night?
Yeah, that's the way it felt to me. I mean, you know, I'm an eternal optimist, but last night felt like settling in. Yeah, I try not to have expectations, but, you know, it feels like it's going to be an amazing run. You know, it feels to me like every night's going to get better. Could be wrong. I don't know. I was very happy with what we got last night. But yeah, it kind of feels, like I said, it felt very spacious. It felt, you know, lots of room. Everybody was in a good mood. Everybody was, energy. You know. The energy was just really nice and relaxed. You know, it wasn't wild. It was contained. And so I think, you know, I always expect Saturday is going to be the rock and roll show and Sunday is going to be the kind of more psychedelic show. We'll see if that's the case. But yeah, no, it definitely, it felt like they were just kind of, you know, kicking the tires yesterday and getting everything firing. But they really, I thought, opened some stuff up and sounded really good. So yeah, I mean, again, soft.
What about this? I wanted to chat a little bit about the 2001. I think this is like, you know, recently they've been really throwing them at the end of a set, right? A second set, which is weird to me. I feel like 2001 Into Sand makes a lot more sense than like a 2001 Into Fire to end, you know? But maybe that's just my, I don't know, 1.0, you know?
Yeah, whatever. I think they needed to blow it up one last time, you know? I think that's kind of what you feel at the end of that set. With the 2001 and the Fire, you know, the Fire I thought was cool. Again, right? I mean, we camp when we're out here, so it's to me, you know, upstate New York, you're in the kind of Adirondacks, all these kind of beautiful big trees. So I don't know, Fire makes sense to me in the wooden amphitheater.
I think it's a great set ender for sure. Just I was talking about the 2001. I was complaining again.
Yeah, no, I think they just needed to kind of wake the crowd back up. You know, what happened. Been right before 2001, right? But there's Shine a Light, which I actually
Sleeping
really
like.
Sleeping Monkey, I thought was great.
Yeah.
But you know, Caspian after Chalk Dust, it was kind of the Caspian, the Bug. I thought the
Eight
Bug was really nice,
bug.
You know. But it's a little it's a little quieter tune. Shine a Light, I really enjoyed, but again, quieter tune. My Sweet One, I thought was really good placement. I have a story about that song with my wife, so I was, you know, like when I hear that. I think and Sleeping Monkey was super fun. So I think the 2001 was just kind of like, all right, we're coming up to clock. Like, let's make everybody yell really loud one last time. That's the way I perceive it, at least, you know?
I mean, it does seem like if this, like, idea of the fourth quarter slump or whatever is real, it kind of did happen at Man 2 and a little bit last night. It is interesting, and, you know, I don't know what's going through their minds necessarily. I mean, obviously, I don't know, but I don't know if they just, you know, the first night of Man, they finished with the Breath and Burning Jam into Timber, into Slave, into YEM. So that's like about, you know, that's nice. But I don't know, do you think it's like indecision or just kind of, like you said, Patrick, kind of like, oh shit, there's more time. We better keep playing stuff or trying to mix in. I'm just curious as to why that happens after a you know, 40 minute portion of music that's just so powerful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because you kind of, it makes sense to all of us, just like, okay, play Tweezer now after Chocolate Torture, right? Why wouldn't you, right? Like, everybody's just going to flip their shit. I don't know. It was definitely interesting. You're kind of at the end waiting for them to do something. So that 2001 kind of felt like the thing, you know, they were trying to get the energy up. You're kind of waiting for them to do kind of one last blow the roof off, you know, before the evening ends. So that's the way I perceived 2001, at least. It was just kind of like, all right, let's all yell really loud one last time, and then we'll be back tomorrow.
Word.
That's right. And plus, it's always about what we want.
So. Well, yeah, I was going to say, you know, Brad, to that point, like, it makes you realize how unique and special those times are. Like, Randall's right. or Dick's, you know, when they just play mm-hmm. four huge jam vehicles in a row for 60 minutes, or Man to Man last year with the five-song second set. Like, it's pretty rare these days, and we can't expect it every time, but when it happens, it's like, holy shit, you know?
They're old, you know?
Yeah.
They're old.
I think you're going to get one of those, though, Patrick, either tonight or tomorrow night, maybe both.
Oh, I would say, again, I don't want to have high expectations, but I would say almost certainly there's going to be one of those.
The Tweezer tonight.
Old, deep second set.
I hope
so. Yeah, hopefully.
Well, Patrick, we appreciate you joining us and sharing your experience, and we're obviously going to leave the listeners with a clip from that Chalk Dust, but I hope that we can communicate to our listeners how awesome of a weekend you're having there with your friends at the campground, hanging out all day, seeing fish at night. I'm really happy for you, and I'm really excited that you get to spend the next couple of days doing this.
So great, and I know it's
thanks, guys.
Away from the baby. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. It's my wife is an all-star. We have a 9-month-old baby, so it's been nice. We've been FaceTiming. You know, it's great, but yeah, no, and that's really, you know, the stealing time opener, kind of, I was thinking about it, kind of hit home with me. It's just kind of all bonus time, right? I feel like for both, like, us and for Fish, like, you know, two out of my three friends here, we've been friends since high school, at least, lifelong friends. You know, two out of three of us are fathers. You know, obviously everybody in Fish is a father. You know, we're all responsible adults, so it's nice to be able to do this, and it's just, you know, it's just kind of the cherry on top. So I think that's the way this weekend feels like to me. You know, Fish is kind of playing with house money. So
nice.
Awesome. That's
a good way to put it, man. Yeah. Enjoy the buried alive tonight. Yeah.
It's also nice to, it's nice to put off some of that responsibility for a few hours and just, you know, dance and rage and, you mm-hmm. know, have fun with your friends. And that's really awesome. It's great that we get to, we're very lucky.
Yeah, I know. We are. It's really nice, too. My friends are keeping it together. I haven't had to change any diapers at 5:30 in the morning yet, so you know, it's a real bonus.
That's nice. Awesome.
3 days with no diapers at 5:30. It really helps.
Man. Congratulations.
Well, Patrick, thanks for joining us. I'm going to make a note in the show notes that Patrick joined us for episode number 6 of this when Patrick and I were at the Meriwether Post Pavilion together three
was
years
that
ago
six?
Now. Episode 6, man.
Oh, man.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, awesome. That was a great episode.
Great episode, so fun.
I'm surprised I didn't ruin your. I'm surprised I didn't ruin your podcast with that.
No, you guys keep going.
What episode is this now?
We're not really counting them during the tour, but we're on our next official episode will be 84. So, if you count the little ones, it's, you know, we're close to 100. But, man, it's been. We appreciate you being an early and often supporter of us.
This one is way more serious than episode 6.
We're a little older
now. I'm glad I kept it together this time.
No, it's like, we're all a little older. We're all a little better at it, you know? All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Patrick.
Take care. All right.
Love you too. Take it easy, man. Yeah. Bye.
summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton.